This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Tuesday's show! Morning, studio!
Morning!
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. In a few months, he might be shaving his head completely bald. He doesn't want to since his wife will be appalled. Here is Eddie! Yeah, yeah.
It's getting pretty bad, guys.
What?
My memory. It's getting so bad that my wife is now writing sticky notes and putting them all over the house for me to remember things.
Is this because you're not prioritizing things she's saying?
No. Lately, she's just been saying, like, I told you we were going to do this. Because we were supposed to go out to dinner with a couple. And she's like, oh, we're doing that tonight. You know that. And I'm like, you never told me about this. She's like, I told you 100 times about this. You just don't listen or you're forgetting, whatever. So then we have another dinner coming up in October. And she's already written sticky notes and put it all over my bathroom and all over my office.
Why don't you keep a calendar?
That doesn't matter because I don't really look at the calendar.
Well, yeah, if you don't look at it.
Well, you can,
but you can look
yourself
at it.
Too.
But you can also put it on your phone where it tells you each day what you're... I keep a calendar, first of all, and then I keep a list that I call a list.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I'm trying to look at it to see what I need to do that day. Or if it's like, I don't want to forget this, I put it down real quick.
That's a lot of work, man.
It is a lot of work.
But you know what's more work? Forgetting something and having to freak out because you didn't do it, or A, rushing to get it done.
But she puts it in the calendar. I just don't look at it. And to her, the priority is that I remember about these dates.
Then you should just remember the calendar. That's the only thing you ever have to remember.
that's too much.
The fact
man.
You don't use a calendar is crazy to me. Because I use one all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Who needs a calendar?
I do.
I do.
Banana. I used to be anti-calendar too, guys. And let me tell you, it just makes your life so much easier.
No stress.
Don't resist it anymore.
No. I tried to do calendar in college in one summer.
I hung it up on the fridge in a little block.
I bought one of those. They were like a
planner.
Calendar. Like a planner.
Yeah.
And I had 2 jobs. So I wrote all my work dates on each on the calendar.
And you had to carry it extra. This is already
Hold on. And someone broke into my car and stole it. And I was like, that's a sign from God. I'm not supposed to have a calendar.
You stopped planning on that day.
That was it. That was the last time I ever used a calendar.
Eddie, I think this is not a memory issue. I think it's a priority issue.
Okay. Put a little more effort is what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what my wife said.
It's a priority.
Huh.
All right, moving on. He's been known as the one who calls 911. He's either taking a nap or going on a run. It's Lunchbox.
So I saw one of those street performers, you know, girl out singing, and on her bucket it said college fund. So I was like, let me see if this girl's any good.
College fund or fun?
Fund.
Oh, gotcha.
Like she's looking for tips for her college, I guess is what that means.
Yeah. Both of the words.
And so my question is this girl a star or not a star?
Okay. You have audio here?
Yeah, here you go, Ray. Give me it to me.
Supposed to guess. he tip her or not?
You can guess that also.
Well, but then the answer is no, he didn't tip her even if he liked her. If that's the game we're not playing.
You like that song, Lunchbox?
Guns N' Roses.
No, I...
Do you think that was an original?
No, it's not original. I knew that. Is it really Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about star. I mean, I can't see her, or I don't know, but...
Yeah, I was just seeing, like, on her voice, did you think she's a star, like, not a star?
Will you play it again from the beginning?
Yeah.
I would turn my chair around if I were on the voice.
She's got good control of her voice.
Yeah, I would turn my chair around. So, I don't know, star, I don't know, but I would turn my chair around and be like, it's pretty
good.
See
what's up.
What's the trick here?
Yeah, I don't know, because something's up.
Yeah, but... Would you tip or not tip?
Tip.
No tip.
If you've had them, if you had cash.
Did you tip?
No.
Well, we knew that.
You just took audio from her.
So you took her audio of her singing, played it on the air.
Use it as a bit.
Used it as a bit.
You don't even have her name.
I do have her name.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Where is it?
It's in my phone.
It's in my phone.
I took a picture.
Okay.
Let me find it. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Yeah, stall tactic. Go. Filibuster.
Go. Well, I guess he could go on to me, and then he could look it up.
Are you going to filibuster or not?
When was
Why do you keep saying the word filibuster?
He likes to show that he knows what it
means. Yeah, it means
But a filibuster is not...
That's when you ramble on and on and on, right?
Well, it's
to delay something.
Okay.
Oh, wait, here she is. Her name is...
But you knew you were going to talk about that, so why did you not have that ready?
I think her name is Bridget Smith. Right?
Yeah. B-R-I-G-I-T.
But Smith. Why did you not have that ready if you knew you were going to talk about that?
Well, I didn't know you guys would want her name.
Okay.
But yeah, if you want to tip her.
But I don't know how to tip her. Her name is Bridget Smith.
Well, I guess that's her...
Was that her Venmo?
I guess that'd be
her Venmo. At Bridget Smith.
B-R-I-G-I-T.
Yeah.
Smith.
That's right.
Okay. Let's move on over.
So that was it?
I thought there was something more to it.
Okay.
No, that is...
Let's move on over to Amy. She's a Texas A&M Aggie, and she has a cute cat named Maggie. Mm. Here she is, Amy, everybody. Mm.
So I had an appointment, and I walk in, and the guy there is on the phone with 911. And he's like, I'm on the phone with the police. I'll be with you in just a second. And I'm like, well, what in the heck happened? So he hung up. He's like, yeah, you're not going to believe this. I went outside just to tell a woman, like, hey, just so you know, you're parked in handicap. And she wasn't handicapped. And he's like, they've been issuing tickets to people.
So he didn't say get out of the spot.
No, he wasn't even trying. I mean,
maybe you didn't realize you parked in handicap.
Right. He was trying to help her out, but he was immediately met with like defensiveness. And she just started yelling at him and then like reached into her car. She got into the door and was like threatening him like she had a gun. Whoa. And so
did she pull the gun out or she just like.
Oh, he said that. Yeah. I mean, it was, but I don't. She didn't like point it at him. We're in the middle of this is a busy shopping center. And so he's just like, you know what? I'm good. Just trying to help you out. I'm going to go ahead and go back inside. So he went inside, but then he immediately called 911 and then the police showed up. She had already left, but they gave a description, the car, the whatnot. And so
did the police even go chase that down. She didn't do anything. And he's talking about his opinion. I guess if she had a gun, you could see it on the camera.
Yeah. No, at that point she was already gone, but isn't that wild?
I'm going to get my, it rhymes with mun. Yeah, that is crazy. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his calendar is full of dots. That doesn't include all his random thoughts. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So we have these cameras on our properties, security cameras all over the place. And so I get a couple friends that come over and work out a few times a week, Eddie and our friend Ben. Not yours, Rector.
Can you imagine?
Dude, I was about to say, definitely you just let the cat out of the bag. Yeah.
And so I don't think much about it, but my wife is laughing one day when I'm walking in. And she's like, when you guys are working out there, do you think like it's like pretty cool? I'm like, well, I don't know. We're just exercising. She goes, what about when you guys are doing jumps? I'm like, oh, were you watching? She goes, I was watching on the security camera. So she has the video of us jumping over the bin. We look terrible.
Yeah, we look like idiots.
We look like idiots. I feel like we look much better when we work. I feel like we look cool.
Oh, dude, I pictured
like
myself
sprint,
looking like an athlete.
You jump and
like boom, you look go. Like you feel like college athlete, but you look
like
more
a football player.
I think
man.
My cameras are messed up.
Middle aged.
Oh yeah. And the angle, you get the angle.
Yeah, it definitely sells us short on how high we're jumping, and it's like extra awkward because probably the footage isn't great.
Dude, we look so dumb.
We look so dumb. And I sent it to Eddie, and then Eddie sent it, and now Kevin shows it to his other clients.
Just to, like, get a little laugh. Other,
yes. So that's what my wife does. She watches us on security.
It's messed up.
It's entertainment.
Records us and then goes, "Do you understand how dumb you look?" And I thought she was kidding until I saw us, and then I'm like, "Yep, I do now. You look pretty dumb." All right, thank you. We're here. Let's go. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I made the mistake of offering to watch my coworker's dogs for a week while she's on vacation. Now I'm regretting it, and the vacation is still 2 weeks away. Since she lives just a couple blocks from me, it's really not a big deal until I started getting hit with the ground rules. With the requirements. It's not just taking them out, it's walking them, it's giving them food and water.
Well, hold on.
Now she's saying the pups also need a Disney Plus show put on repeat with a list of shows they like. Run a lint brush over the furniture so she doesn't come home to a massive amount of dog hair to clean up. Okay. Treats have to be homemade. She's giving me a recipe and they take about 25 minutes to make. Pillows in the dog bed are changed twice daily and washed after each use. Plus, she's going to call to check in. It's not just worth the aggravation. This no longer feels like a free for a friend gig and that I need some cash for it. How much should I ask for and how do I get out if she's not willing to pony up? Signed, Dog Sitter Sarah. Yeah. This, all that stuff's fine to have to do if you're getting paid to do it. But not as a friend. You know you're making homemade treats if you're just watching a dog for a friend.
And washing the pillows after every use.
And the lint roller.
That ain't happening. Huh? That ain't happening. So these are extra demands. They're very extra, by the way. But if they're going to want it, she needs to pay you. So a week. So
what do you...
Are you living at the house with all that? So sometimes... If we're in a real pinch, Abby will come over to the house for a day or two and watch the dogs. But Abby's like way overqualified to watch the dogs. But I trust her. So I don't know that what I pay Abby when I'm like, Abby, can you please help? Would be fair. So I'm going to let you say.
No.
I'll tell you. But I want to. What would you pay her for a week of watching the dogs? Does she stay? She has to stay the night. It sounds like.
If I was having to do all that, I would prefer to stay the night because then I'm driving back and forth for a whole week. So, hey, you get a place to stay. You're doing that. I mean, I don't know. I've had to hire people
before
that are like $60 a day.
So you would pay them?
60 times 7, 40.
$420?
Mm-hmm. And then maybe a little, but that's like, if you're going to board your dog or have a legit dog sitter come.
$60. Okay, lunchbox.
It would be about that.
I'd pay him $20 a day.
For homemade treats.
No, but see, here's the thing. If I'm this girl, I'm not doing the homemade treats. Yeah, I did it. Cool. I did the homemade treats.
Oh, she's not going to know.
Yeah, she's not going to know. The dog can't tell her that you didn't make the homemade treats, so just tell her you did it. Oh, yeah, I washed those.
If they have a camera, isn't that?
Oh, fine.
What?
Whatever. Then they won't ask me to do it next time, but I'm not washing the things every time. I would be like, yeah, I did that, and just wash them once at the very end of the week. Dog can't tell.
Eddie?
$200. I'm around lunchbox with the $20
for 7 days.
Yeah,
you charge $200.
$200 sounds good to me.
Hey, Abby, do you mind talking about this?
No.
Okay, because it's not like Abby's our. But if I just trust Abby to stay at my house, someone always stays at our house when we're gone. Mostly, Stanley's had so many surgeries, we can't board him. He'll tear another leg. He's had 14 surgeries. So, I pay Abby $100 a day.
What?
Do what?
What?
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll do it for 95.
You have two dogs, and
I'll do it for 90.
It's having someone present at your home.
85.
Abby, how do you feel about that?
Oh my, she loves it.
Yeah, I think it's a great amount.
And it's cash, tax free cash, right?
I have nothing to do with anybody's taxes, so I don't know.
Right.
Why would you say that?
Amy.
Why wouldn't I? If your friend is watching your dog, you don't have to pay taxes.
Any money that you make, you're supposed to report.
Not like that.
Amy's been talking a lot about taxes lately.
Hey, whatever. Abby, do you feel like that's fair?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You don't?
I do.
Were you stuttering?
I was going to say it could be a little
more?
Over, but.
Oh, no. It's because, one, we always call you kind of last minute if, like, somebody else falls
through. She has nothing going on.
Yes, she does.
And then call me last minute all the time.
Then, secondly, you're staying at our house.
I can stay at your house, man.
Yeah, that's a treat. That's a bonus exactly. to stay at your house.
And I think like technically...
A lot nicer in her house.
You have a pool, dude.
Like $500 or $600 a month, you don't have to pay taxes.
Okay, Amy, stop with the taxes.
And then I go pick up one of your dogs, too, right?
Well, but she gets to drop it off for like a whole day, too.
Oh.
So you don't have to watch it?
Like, right.
You just have to shuttle it?
When we're gone.
Oh, my God. I can shuttle it.
Eller stays at the dog place for like 6 hours.
Mm. You've got to be kidding me. I can do that, dude, for $85.
Bones, she's ripping you off. I'll do it for $70.
And make sure she doesn't run away when I let her out. Remember? You were like, she's chased a squirrel.
Lunchbox and Eddie, y'all have wives, you have children.
My wife would want me to do this.
Mm-hmm. Abby. Uh-huh. Thank you for all your help.
Of course.
So that's why I didn't yell mine out, because I probably...
Oh, my
I'll
God.
Do it anytime. Thank you, really.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Thank you, Abby.
What a sacrifice.
Oh, wow. I'll give up my weekend for $100. Oh, my God.
Wow, but it also, she didn't have to stay at the house. She spends the night there, but she can be gone, do stuff all during the day. Because Stanley takes naps all day, and Eller's at the dog place.
Yeah, but like,
six
I
hours.
Would want to stay there.
At our house?
Yeah, man. It's like a resort.
Does she have people over at the house soon?
Yeah, sure. Swim. I don't care.
What on earth?
Yeah. Parties?
I don't know about parties. I don't want anything to get stolen.
What's the cat?
No, there's no cap. No, we're not doing that. All right, thank you. Dog sitter Sarah, I would charge her $50-$60 a day to do all this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
To do all this.
Do all that.
Just do a flat. I'll tell you what, just do a flat rate, $250 for the week.
What?
To do all that down. And then Abby?
But no, $100. Don't make her trick. Just say you did. Dog's not going to tell on you. Wise man once said. All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, here's a voicemail we got last night.
This is not a lie. Hey there, hometown. It's stuck in my head for the past 3 days, and I cannot stop singing it. And it does apply to any state or any situation. I feel like you can plug that in, because I did it with my hometown, and it works. Oh, Trenton, you'll always be home to me. I hope you know, no matter where I go, these Jersey roots run deep. Like, it just works, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to let you guys know that, and I hope you didn't mind that in my horrible singing, but I appreciate you guys. Love the show.
Let's go.
So good.
Whoa, Arkansas. Yeah. Easy. It works, man.
No, you guys say Mountain Pine.
Yeah, Mountain Pine.
I can do whatever. Okay. No, I don't have to do anything.
You're
don't tell
Arkansas.
Me what I have to do, Eddie.
You're going
to
say Arkansas.
I get to do my own story, my own town.
No,
okay?
I think it's good to go city then. State.
Whoa, Arkansas.
Mountain Pine.
No, I got to do my own. You'll always be home to me. Mm-hmm. I hope no matter where you go, these Razorback roots run deep.
I see what you did.
I see what, yeah, that's fine.
See, guys, he had his own creativity. You don't write the song for him. You're not the writers.
You guys are just being so judgmental
You're right.
Sorry, Bobby.
We apologize. Hey, you don't deserve that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It feels good whenever somebody says
it. It does, man.
Right.
Don't start saying it, Eddie.
Exactly. What would yours be? Go.
What? Oh, Austin.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that. Not
okay,
syllables.
Texas? Oh,
ATX.
Texas.
Syllables.
Good one.
ATX.
Go. You'll always be home to me.
I hope you know
no matter where I go.
These Texas
roots run deep.
That does
so good.
Work. Yeah. Eddie?
Whoa, McAllen. So you'll always be home to me. Mm-hmm.
I hope you know, no matter where I go,
these Texas roots run free.
I would say border.
What?
Oh,
border?
Man. Yeah, border
town?
Patrol.
These border town roots, and they go, pa-da-da.
No.
Sound effects?
Yeah. Hey, shout out a cartel while you're at it.
No. Lunchbox, yours will be what? ATX?
No. I'd go, sing it for me.
Whoa.
My Northwood.
What is that, your neighborhood?
Neighborhood. Or I say Summit Elementary.
No, you know what I mean?
Like how the football players say.
Whoa, Summit.
No, you should do his high school because he's prom king.
Anderson High. Whoa, Anderson High. Oh, still tough.
Just say Anderson.
LC Anderson.
Oh. Whoa, what, Anderson?
Anderson.
Trojans.
Whoa, Trojan.
Of Northwood.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, yours is, I don't think you can do the song.
You may have to sit out on this one.
Whoa.
That's all right.
You have to do ATX too. Whoa, ATX. You'll always be home to me. I hope you know no matter where you go, these Trojan roots run deep. That's yours.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Yeah. Morgan?
It's the same as Abby's.
Yeah.
Wichita.
Ray?
Whoa, Detroit. You'll always be home.
You've never claimed Detroit in your life.
You're not from Detroit.
I'm from Michigan.
A known city.
No, you get a whoa.
What's your city?
Michigan. You'll always be home to me. I know no matter where you go. These, what? You're not really
Michigander roots run deep.
These
Lumberjack.
He's Lumberjack Roots Rundy.
Yeah.
But what is your city? Try your city in it.
Gwen?
Yeah.
It's like Is Gwen near Detroit?
No, it's nowhere close.
Okay.
It's just like that joke where people say, where are you from? And you go, Gwen. They go, what? And then you go, Detroit. I'm right next to Detroit.
But you're not.
I know, but it's a funny joke.
That's hilarious. Uh-huh.
Never heard a funnier joke. Well, let's play the song from Abby.
No, here she is.
Abby Lee Anderson.
Why did we do this?
This
you
is
led
called
me down a hole.
Hey, you took part in the bit, so now we're going to play it. This is Hey There Hometown from Abby Lee Anderson here, Bobby Bone Show.
Hey there, hometown. How you been since I rolled out?
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this mom in Utah, Courtney, she decided to run a marathon. She's getting towards the end of the race. She's at mile 24, so she's got 2 miles to go. And then she looks over and sees her daughter in the crowd, her 10-year-old daughter. And the daughter sees that her mom is really struggling. Like, the mom has tears in her eyes. At the end of the race, it can get kind of emotional. So the daughter jumped into the course from the crowd, grabbed her mom's hand, and they ran the last 2.2 miles together and crossed the finish line.
I mean, the story is a 10-year-old ran 2 miles.
Yeah. That's pretty good, too.
Pretty good.
Without training. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I ran a marathon once. It's pretty cool.
No, you didn't.
It's pretty cool. It's a good time. I remember crossing the finish line and being like, boy. I did it.
No, that's exactly what you did, is hopped in from the audience and then crossed the finish line.
Bobby was supporting someone else?
Yes. Oh.
Well, I was by myself.
You didn't see anyone struggling?
Well, no, I did. But then when I jumped in the race, just to not even to run the whole thing, just to be like, you can do it. I stepped in a hole and hurt my ankle a little bit. And I was like, ow. And then there were walls and I couldn't get out. And so luckily I didn't sprain my ankle hard. It just, when you know how you turn it sometimes real quick, and I'm like, oh God. So then I'm just like trying to find a hole to get out, but I can't because there are walls, because it's like the last mile of the race. And I'm like, well, for everybody else's sake, I'm just going to finish this thing.
Right.
And then
and you even finish it like limping.
I run across and did my arms in the air. And
you
didn't
get
a
banana, did you?
I got a medal, then I got a banana.
Oh boy.
And one of those wraps that keeps you warm.
It's like I just didn't want anyone else. I don't want to take the attention off anyone else. I've been like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Right.
So I just took it all in. It's pretty awesome. So thanks to me. I'm a survivor. That's really cool. You know?
Very special. Yeah. I remember my mom meeting, it was kind of the opposite. I was a daughter running a marathon. And then my mom and my boyfriend at the time, I saw them at about mile 24. And they had signs. And like, then my boyfriend yelled, "You're my hero." And that helped me keep going. And then my mom gave me ibuprofen.
Was your boyfriend Enrique Iglesias?
Then I popped it.
You're my hero, baby.
That song actually was popular at the time, and we would listen to it a lot.
So maybe he was just singing it.
Maybe that's why, but yeah,
maybe
my mom.
Maybe you didn't even have a boyfriend.
No.
You just heard Enrique playing over the top.
No, I did. And then the ibuprofen, that's what got me through the last 2 miles.
Also, similar story. I stepped in a hole on mine. Remember when your mom stepped in a hole?
It's not telling me something good, that's for sure. So we should probably say that for another time.
Amy's mom stepped in a hole.
I was young. Yeah. I was.
And then what happened?
I'm glad you asked. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, gosh. I was, I had a softball tournament or something. And so I had my bags and we were walking together and everybody's around, you know, a lot of people. And I was young and I was embarrassed. Yeah. My mom fell in a hole. And instead of helping her, I just walked away like I didn't know her.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm not proud of it.
You were embarrassed? She fell?
It's one of my biggest life regrets.
Enrique would not be proud of that one.
No.
Right. No. I mean, it was something. I went back later, years later. And
she wasn't still there, was she?
Help!
No, I'm in the hole. Amy!
I asked for forgiveness.
Yeah.
My mom and I had my younger years with her, we had a very difficult relationship. It was mostly me.
I can tell.
I had a lot of confusion and anger. I didn't
know how to
process.
You probably let her into the hole. Take a step this way.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But then.
That's a good story. The 10-year-old jumps in the crowd.
That's a good story.
That's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play The Feud! We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on our social media pages, what's the best animated Disney movie? There are 10 answers on the board. Amy, you're first. Whoever wins, you'll have your option of the cash or the prize. And I've got both of them written down already here, so I can't change them. Go ahead.
Legit question. Is Pixar part of Disney, or is it totally separate?
Don't know. It's just when people answer the questions. They can answer it wrong.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know.
Cool. Okay. Lion King.
Show me. Lion King! Number one answer.
Oh. Okay. Cinderella.
Show me Cinderella!
Oh, no.
Amy goes down with 1 point for the first round. Lunchbox.
Little Mermaid.
Show me the Little Mermaid. Number five answer. Have yourself 5 little points.
I will. Oh, I still got to keep going?
You don't have to. You can pass.
No, I don't want to pass. Give me Coco.
Show him Coco. Eddie, coming over to you.
Bones, give me Snow White.
Show him Snow White and the Dwarfs.
What? Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yeah, hi.
We're off to work we go.
Got it. I thought you were calling me a name. All right, round number two. Points are doubled. Amy, we asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, what's the best animated Disney movie? Off the board right now, we have The Lion King at 1 and The Little Mermaid at 5.
Beauty and the Beast?
Show me Beauty and the Beast. There you go. That's your number three answer. Have yourself 6 points, doubled up.
Okay, Aladdin.
Aladdin! That's a number 2 answer. Have yourself 4 more points.
Okay.
Good job.
Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo! That's the number 8 answer. Have yourself 16 points.
She's taking off. She's taking off.
Don't mind if I do?
Don't mind if she does.
Mm. Okay, now what do we have?
So off the board, we have at number 1, The Lion King. At number 2, Aladdin. Number 3, Beauty and the Beast. Number 5, Little Mermaid. And number 8, Finding Nemo. There are still 5 answers on the board. Points are doubled.
Pocahontas?
Show me Pocahontas!
No.
Amy, after round 2, you have 27 points. Lunchbox, you have 5.
Yeah, give me this one.
Go.
Lady and the Tramp.
Show it to him! No spaghetti for you, Eddie.
Give me Frozen.
Frozen!
Hey, I don't know what I don't know what Disney.
That was huge.
Okay, round 3 where points are tripled. Amy, you have 27 points. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners. were asked on Facebook, what's the best animated Disney movie? Amy, there are five answers on the board. 4, 6, 7, 9, and 10. What do you have?
101 Dalmatians.
Show me the dogs. No. Lunchbox, you got to get this to stay in the game. You have 5 points.
Yeah, I understand. I mean,
if you hit 10, you're in the lead.
I know. I understand that.
You hit 9, you're in the lead.
I understand that.
If you hit 7, you're in the lead.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go.
There's ones that I want to say, but I have no idea if they're Disney.
Just
I don't
say them, man.
No, I'm not going to say them. So I'm going to go with this one that I have no idea if it's even any good, but it's called Moana.
Show me Moana.
Where's that at, baby? Hit me with a 10. He's a 10. 10.
Moana is at number 7, worth 21 points.
Yeah!
Plus your 5. Woo! Lunchbox takes the lead. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is he down one? Where's he? 26. He's one down.
You need another one.
What up?
Yeah, that's worth 21. You had 5.
Come on, Lunchbox.
I told you that.
My math is not good.
Oh, man, that's the only movie I had, man.
There's still 3 or 4 left.
Still 4.
Do you want to hear the ones out again?
Yeah.
Lion King at 1, Aladdin 2, Beauty and the Beast at 3. 4, we did not know. Little Mermaid at 5, Moana at 7, Finding Nemo at 8. So we have 4, 6, 9, and 10.
Gosh, man.
You're 1 point down.
You had me. I thought I had it, man.
I know, me too.
What is one that I've seen that I've watched in the...
5 seconds.
Give me... Toy Story.
Show the guy Toy Story.
That's Disney?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that was Disney.
Me neither.
I didn't know that's Disney.
I had that in the hopper.
Number 4 is Toy Story.
Oh, my goodness.
Have yourself 12 points, my friend. Lunchbox in the lead. Let's go. Come on.
Good job.
Okay. Okay, give me them. Give me them, baby. Little superheroes called The Incredibles.
Show them The Incredibles.
Oh, my gosh! I didn't know that was Disney! I had no idea that was Disney! You gotta be kidding me! Oh, wow!
Where'd you pull that from?
Well, I've been thinking about them the whole time, but I didn't think they were Disney. But I was like, I got nothing, so I might as well go with them. Well, whoever's that? 10?
That was 9.
Ah!
You got 2 left. You got 6 and 10.
Oh, man. Man. What else is out there that people like? Jumanji!
Is that a cartoon, even?
I think it's humans.
Oh, it's not?
All right, Daddy.
Crap.
I mean, I got nothing left.
You have nothing left?
I mean, I got Jungle Book.
Show him Jungle Book. With 65 points, Lunchbox
said winning. Wow! What a comeback! He was down to 1 second on the clock!
Who was?
Me! Me! I love you, Disney.
Big one. Okay, here we go. The number 6 answer that we did not get to was...
Cars.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my God.
Cars is a good one, too.
But Cars is Pixar, right?
Nah.
I don't know, Amy.
It's Disney.
I thought it...
My kids like that Monsters, Inc.
And at number 10...
Cars.
Mulan.
Mulan
at 10. But Lunchbox, great win.
Yes.
Snatched it from the jaws of defeat.
Oh, man. 1 second to go. Hail Mary shot.
We need to make a Disney movie out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Out of this right here. Great job. Very excited today.
Why?
2 reasons. 1, I asked Dolly if she'd be a part of my comedy special that we're shooting.
Oh, wow. And
we're doing a show in Nashville, not this weekend, but next. She's not in town, so she couldn't come to do it on stage. But she's like, come to my house.
Shut up.
We'll do an interview there.
Dolly Parton.
You're filming a thing at Dolly's house for your comedy show?
Wow. We're going to her, like, place.
Wow.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, yes. Well, it gets better. No, hold on. Just
like a compound.
Wow. I know. I love Dolly. She's always been super cool to me. And so I'm going to go today. I'm going over today to do it. And I'm also going to do some. So we're doing it, too, because she has a new record that's out as well. So it's like, I asked her. I was like, hey, will you do this? She's like, yeah. And then
She has a new record out, so we're going to do a bunch of promo for it as well. It's kind of like a trade-off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll do promo for 10 years for her for one, you know, for...
Wow.
I'm very fortunate that she agreed to do this, but I'm going to go over there today after the show.
Wow.
So that is super cool.
You ever been to her house?
Never. No.
Well, that was weird.
It is weird.
This whole 5 seconds was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. But I'm excited because I think we all love Dolly, and that new record that she has coming out. She has a song out. Have you heard it?
Yeah, What's Up?
It's so good.
That's what it's called, What's Up.
What's Up. If I were to sing it, it'd be, hey, yeah, 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 hey, and what's going on?
I said, hey.
Remember that? Yeah. So it's her and the original of that song. Who is?
Four Non Blondes.
Who?
Oh,
Four Non Blondes. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda Perry. So here's Dolly's version. We should just play the whole thing, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, please.
It's good.
It's so good.
It's so good. And I heard Eddie talking about it this morning, and I just wanted to tell you guys I'm pretty excited. I don't get excited about much, but I'm gonna go see Dolly today.
Man, I can't believe we're going to her house.
No, we aren't.
Not going.
There's no mouse in anybody's pocket.
Oh.
Scuba, are you going?
Yeah, there's four of us going.
Okay.
Who are the four?
Me, Scuba, and then two people that are not named Lunchbox.
Yeah.
We haven't decided yet. No, I'm just kidding. We have to shoot it. We have cameras, people, like crew.
So who are the two?
It doesn't matter. You don't know them.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as another people
one's
on the
Amy and one's Eddie. You don't know them. Never heard of them.
That's messed up.
All right. Cool. They asked a bunch of people, would you trust your coworkers with a secret? Now, it doesn't mean every coworker, because some of you guys are just losers.
Right.
Just generally speaking, for all groups of coworkers.
I know who you're talking about there.
No, I'm not talking about anybody specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But would you trust some of your coworkers with a big secret, Amy?
Hmm. Yes.
There's one, two.
One, two. Yeah.
This room, let's just do this room only.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, Eddie, Lunchbox, Mike, mm-hmm. myself. There's five of us. Don't give any names. What percentage would you trust with a secret?
Five.
Three.
That's not a percentage. That'd be 60%.
Yeah.
60% with a secret?
Yeah, maybe 4-ish.
40%?
Yeah.
Who's the one you wouldn't?
I'm not going to say. Okay. I didn't have to say.
Let me think. My secret, I would feel comfortable with.
What's the percentage?
Depends who I killed.
Should not be that hard.
Depends which person and how it affected you guys. Well, 60% of people say they would not trust a coworker, so it's about 40% that would. Like, I would say Mike and Eddie and Amy all know pretty big secrets.
Oh, yeah.
But not the same ones.
What?
That way, if I know if it comes out.
Wait, you tell everyone different secrets?
And some of them are fake, so if they come out, I know who did it.
Hey,
I
can trust you guys. Like that.
Yep, that's true.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, so if you think influencing is just for the young, well, think again, because grandfluencer is totally a thing.
That's good.
I love
it.
Yeah.
So there's hope for us that are aging. Like, we can still...
Whoa. Stop with the hope for us that's aging. We're not grandfluencers, and everybody's aging.
I know they are.
Every single person listening is aging.
But this is so great that the newest rising stars on TikTok
are... You act like we're 500 years old.
Our grandfluencers.
We're getting there.
These are influencers over the age of 50, Bobby, which, I mean,
we're
almost there.
No, we're not.
Yep.
I'm 7 years away from 50. That's not close.
Closer than you are.
Well, I'm closer to 100 than two than I was. I was going to start doing, and I haven't, just mostly because I've been lazy with it. I was going to start calling myself the number one middle-aged influencer and influencing like things like razors.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Electric, because I can, my electric razors, I get a good one. And then I'll leave it behind at a hotel or something. Not often, once a year. So then I'll think I'll get another best one. And I'm like, this one kind of sucks. So I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to start being America's number one middle-aged influencer. And she was like, well, what are you going to influence? I was like, I don't know, anything and everything. It doesn't matter. As long as I say I'm number one most middle-aged, I can do anything. And so that's been the plan. I've been kind of lazy. But if these grandfluencers are already beating me to it, they're first to market, man.
Yeah, they're securing brand sponsorships. They help them bring in extra cash for retirement, which I'm like, that's amazing.
The influencer market is interesting because anybody can do it, but not everybody can do it. So if you can build up followers that will actually appreciate and listen to what you say, then you can be an influencer. But if you're just trying to influence by saying crap, nobody cares. They have to trust you and almost feel like they have a relationship with you to actually be an effective influencer.
Mm.
So everybody's, you know, people are like, oh, I want to be an influencer when I grow up. Cool. But what are you going to do? What are you going to produce that's compelling enough to make people fall into your web of influencing? You can't just be influencing out of thin air and all of a sudden people are believing you, you know? And then if you're influencing like products that are the same kind of product but two different brands back to back, I wouldn't believe you.
Mm-mm.
It's like this show. You don't hear me go one day. I mean, Sonic's a massive client of ours. And not only that, I love Sonic and I've loved them before they came on the show. But all of a sudden I'm off one day and I'm like, guys, nah. You know what? I love Five Guys.
That would be weird.
It would be weird. But I purposefully will not take ads. One, if we don't love it. And two, if it's so close because our audience won't trust us. So, but influencing is cool. I'm becoming a golf influencer.
Middle-aged.
Middle-aged golf.
Well, who plays golf? America's number one middle-aged influencer.
That's right.
That's right. All right, what else?
All right, I have the pitfalls that suck the happiness out of marriages or any relationship for that matter.
Pitfalls?
Mm-hmm.
Kids.
PS5.
This is from Huffington Post. Therapist did this whole write-up and it says, first of all...
we went to our most personal ones, Eddie.
I felt that.
Comparing yourselves to other couples, because no two pairings are the same. Not communicating a game plan for life with children. Expecting you or your partner to stay the exact same course throughout the entire relationship because
mostly
life changes.
This is the problem with it. We have same course. I want to be on TikTok at night. And sometimes she'll be on the phone and she'll put her phone up. She's not on the phone near as much as I am. She'll be on the phone reading an article or something, or she'll read a book on her phone too. And she'll put her phone away and then I'll still be on TikTok and I'll be TikToking away. TikTok, TikTok. I'm not ready to put my phone away yet. But she is. It's ready for the phones to go down.
Because the next one here is not making time for regular check-ins.
We have all that. Okay. But sometimes I want to have TikTok time at night.
Blaming your partner for your unhappiness.
And then she's like, it's lighting up the room like a drive-in movie in the room. And I'm like, you just don't get it. So we need an invention where we can put glasses on our eyes and we see our phone. They're like screens. And we see what's on our phone without our phone lighting up. Mm. I've often said this for the movie theater.
Yeah, that's perfect for the movies.
We need these glasses so the light doesn't go... out everywhere, but if our glasses are on, boop, we get to see everything happening on our phone and on our screen without it shining a big light. How that's not a thing, I don't know. Hopefully be part of the new Apple headset, but that's going to cost thousands of dollars, and it's also going to be like you're wearing a bucket on your head.
Right.
It's hard to sleep with that on.
How are you going to carry that around, too?
I'll find a way. I'll have a second purse for that one. All right, what else?
Well, the last and final pitfall is not asking for help or support, because they can't help if they don't know what's really going on.
Well, I say, I need your help, because I want to have more TikTok time, so please be quiet. I want more TikTok. Go ahead.
Sam Hunt and his wife, they won't know the gender of their second child until it arrives, and that's by design. They agreed to wait and be surprised when the baby is born, and they're due in about 6 weeks. So that's going to be exciting. I don't know that I could hold off and wait and not know, but that's got to be so fun to just be in the moment, and then it comes out, and then ta-da.
I hear you. I guess if you already have what your first round choice was, then it's cool. But let's say if you...
Is that my gender?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
I'm just going to say if you... Let's just say I want a girl. Let's just say I want a girl. That's all I want is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we're not going to look. And I'm just dying to have a girl. Mm-hmm. And then it's a boy right then. I don't want to run that moment by a little bit of me being like, golly, man, it's got a pee-pee. I want this. Now, if we already have a girl and we're like, we don't care what we're having next, a boy or a girl, then that would be fun. Also, for this whole story, insert boy for girl. Okay, is that it?
Yes. We knew that part.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
About a year ago, high school football, his name's Cooper Reed. He had a brain injury, got hit. Got hurt real bad. He had to spend the year in and out of multiple hospitals. He had to go through intense physical therapy. Again, head injuries, they're a real thing, and he was just hit wrong. And this past weekend, after going through all of this, he got to go back to the field, back to the game. During a football game, they did a whole standing ovation type thing, and they also announced him homecoming king, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
So his mom was there. You know, she not only talked about the support that night, but the support over the whole last year. And he is now also returned back to his high school, and his family feels good that he'll be able to catch up and then graduate in the spring, which is pretty great. So big shout out Cooper Reed and also you guys at Troop High School. That's pretty cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, studio. I'm sitting here watching Amy's episode of Building Roots.
and I was just curious on what Lunchbox's thoughts was on it.
Good question. Building Roots. It's Amy's sister's episode, her show that's on HGTV where they build roots. Where they build,
is that right?
They renovate houses, oh, and they came and did a special Nashville edition. So they did a little project at my house while they did a bigger project in another part of town.
Have you heard any feedback about it?
I mean, yeah, I got some messages that people were watching and they really enjoyed the story and seeing my sister and I interact, and you know, my kids were a part of it.
Have you watched it? Had time to watch it yet?
Yes.
Lunchbox, I know you watched it too. Did you bring any notes in?
Yeah, I brought no notes. I didn't watch that crap.
Wait, you could...
No, I'm not going to. That's a terrible show. I'm not going to support that.
Okay,
Is it a terrible show? I thought you wanted to be on it.
I did. And they promised me I'd be the A segment, got me all hyped up, told me, oh my gosh, we love it. Amy will be the B segment. We'll do this episode with you and Amy both on it. I'm like, yeah, great, let's go. And then they.
Like, what do you think was the factor that stopped that?
I don't know. They just stopped calling. It's like getting stood up. Getting ghosted. Yeah, it was like dust in the wind. They just disappeared. It's like the
all he is dust
DK
in
Cooper,
the wind.
The guy that stole all the money and then jumped out of the airplane. They're just gone.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to watch?
Not
going to
watch that.
Will you ever watch an episode of that show?
If I'm on it, that's their ultimatum.
I think they'll pass then.
He's holding them hostage.
Wow. Reality hostage.
They need me for the ratings. I don't need them.
And you don't think Amy brings the same ratings?
Not really. She doesn't have the same pull.
Okay.
I don't know that I pulled anything. I don't know that moved any needle other than
exactly. That's
what
the problem.
You guys can watch Amy's episode. It's called Building Roots on HGTV or
well, now that it's Max. Already aired, you can stream it on Max.
And the episode title was Backstabber.
You serious?
Yeah, because they stabbed me right in the back.
No, the episode title was...
they address him, someone that never got on the
show. They're like, oh, we were going to do this one. We were going to do Lunchbox, but then we stabbed him in the back, and we went with some other weirdo.
It actually does have a title, and it's called A River Runs Through It.
Oh, that's cool.
The other home was on the Cumberland River.
Oh, who was the person? Do you know?
Camille. You know, she used to work with Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has the whole...
Oh, she's way better than Lunchbox.
She's a business here in Goods.
Oh, really?
We all shop
really?
There.
That's who they went with? Someone named Camille? Not even a famous person?
It's not goodness. About famous people.
And it was total coincidence that they went and applied and hung out. And then she didn't even know that was my sister.
Okay, we got to do the joke. I'm not going to fall. No more web at Lunchbox. Amy, congratulations for being on the episode. Raymundo, let's go.
The Morning Corny.
Why is it bad to iron a four-leaf clover?
Why is it bad to iron a four-leaf clover?
Because you should never press your luck.
I love it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
two good ones in a row.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
she would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something we started to do on this show in order to keep people kind of out of the crosshairs is, instead of just spelling straight T, you come forward anonymously with the voice changer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the FBI protects you.
Smart.
Yes, but the thing is, so many people are not coming forward with different things, because I'm here to tell you. Because I think there are many people in this room that think I'm going to play theirs. It's not. Because all of you guys have been ratting on people, and it's hilarious. So we're going to do this one. Okay. These are anonymous tips from show members. Over the weekend, we were in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. It was awesome. The show happened inside the T-Mobile Arena. We, as a show, went to VIP parties. We attended client meetings. We interviewed artists. Most of the show handled themselves in a very professional manner. But the anonymous people wanted to speak out and say that Lunchbox is an example of what you shouldn't do at these because he embarrassed the show. I didn't see him do this. I'd have nothing against you. It is not me.
Okay, so I know it wasn't Amy because she wasn't at the same parties as me. So
it's not about parties either. You'll hear. I got a couple anonymous tips from over the weekend for Lunchbox. Here is the first one.
Over the festival weekend, Lunchbox assaulted several artists. He grabbed one of the TLC girls' arms and held onto it for several minutes, telling her how much he loved her. Then there was a guy from the challenge, and Lunchbox yelled in his face about how much he wanted to be on the challenge. And then Jared Leto picked people out of the crowd to come up on stage, and Lunchbox used his credential to his power and ran backstage and got on stage without being asked by Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I saw that.
So, your response to those three allegations?
Three allegations, yes. After TLC performed, I was walking down the hall, and I believe her name is Chili. Mm-hmm. Was walking towards me, and I was like, you were amazing.
Wait, why'd you grab her, though? You can't grab people.
It was like a friendly, but
she's not your friend.
Friendly.
I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
You get excited, but you can't.
Yeah, and I was just like, it was really just a moment, like, oh, you know what I mean? That was amazing. You were so
but
cool.
But you grabbed her?
Yeah, I grabbed her arm. Hmm. And I was like, wow. And then I saw Jordan from Real World Portland, and then he's on the challenge now. And I had no idea he was going to be there. Like, no one said anything about anyone from the challenge going to be there.
He just buy tickets, and he was there?
No, he's dating a artist. And
is
so,
that known?
Yeah, he said it was known.
Okay, who is the, does anybody know who the artist is? Eddie? Morgan?
No
Amy?
Clue.
I don't know.
I don't even know who this guy is.
I don't either.
She's a blonde girl.
It didn't matter. Maybe, go ahead.
I don't know her name. But I just saw him, and I was like, Jordan! Oh, my gosh! What are you doing here? You are so awesome. I want to be on the challenge. Oh, and I was just freaking out. And I was like, dude, what is going on?
Was he cool about it?
Yeah.
Well, you answered that in a way that makes me think no. Okay, but the third one, what was the third?
Jared Leto. He ended up on stage.
Oh, I did see him.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You want to talk about awesome. Jared Leto was like, you know what? Before we go, who wants to come on stage with me? And he starts pointing, you come on stage. You come on stage.
Is that when he pointed at you?
No, he never pointed at me.
Oh.
He didn't point at me at all.
Yeah, okay.
But my, in my head, being the smart, deductive, reasoning person I am.
Not really how I'd use that, but go ahead.
I said, guess what? These security people don't know who he pointed at. So I just went to the stage.
And you had a bad credential for working.
No, no, I stuck that credential in my pocket.
Oh, you just ran through straight
up? Just ran straight through like, hey, I'm one of the people. What's up? And I got on stage and all these people are being all timid. I went right to the front of the people and I was like, I'm going to be front and center on stage. I don't know Jared Leto's music, but he came up and he was jamming some song.
30 seconds tomorrow.
Right back at him. The video is amazing.
So
it was so
the Jared Leto thing's hilarious. I'm not even gonna say it. Do you? That one I like. It's funny.
Right? Like, the that's second so cool. one,
that's pretty much you too. I would just say
it was like last year when The Miz was there.
I know, and
it
embarrassed me because I know The Miz.
But I knew The Miz was gonna be there, and so I was prepared.
I know.
This one caught me totally off guard.
Sure. I would just say it's hard for you to have any sort of it's hard for you to be rational in a really irrational situation for you where you're just off the rat.
Yeah, like when Jordan, I mean, when you see Jordan there, it's like, what do you do? Like when I saw bananas at the bar.
Just try to remember sometimes, however excited you get, pull it down 20%. That's it. You should be very excited.
I thought I played it pretty cool.
Did you see him?
On stage?
No, with Jordan.
No.
And then the first one, the TLC, you can't touch people.
No.
That's but, the only one.
She reached her arm out.
No, you can't grab anybody. But it's
it wasn't like a grab. It was like a good to see you. Like, we're friends.
But you're not.
But you're not. I would just say don't grab. Other two I'm okay with.
I didn't mean to.
All good. What did we learn from this?
Just don't touch people. Then I had a heck of a time.
That's right. We did learn that.
How great was... I mean, the confetti coming down on stage when Jared Leto... I mean, I'm just up in the middle of... It was great. And then he came up... I thought he was going to lick me at one point. He came out with his tongue out. So then what did I do? I stuck my tongue back.
Would you have done the lick for the... For the show, like
lick to lick,
lick to lick.
Yeah, I felt that
for sure. Like, it's performance, man.
It's art, man.
Jared Leto's beautiful, and you know it.
Huh? I think he's okay.
I feel like he's beautiful.
Wow. We have another anonymous tip on Lunchbox here. There's a second one.
Lunchbox is so embarrassing. So we had this VIP party that we had to go to. And I guess he hadn't eaten dinner, so when we got there, they were bringing out these little hors d'oeuvres in trays. He would go up there and say, is the food ready? Or he'd stand right by the kitchen, and every time they would come out with a tray, he would grab all their food, and they'd have to go back and get more. So basically, he just went just to eat. And then, since it was a VIP party, he would ask everyone there, who are you? How did you get in here? As in, like, are you really a VIP? Because I'm a VIP. So embarrassing.
Okay. Well, I think that person outed themselves by their... how they say words, but secondly, it doesn't matter. Lunchbox, a couple things I'd like to address. Number one.
I mean, you know, I know who that is.
I know because he sounds like who he sounds like.
And because he was at the party with me.
Yeah, but also he goes, you did your thing, Eddie.
Yeah. Whoever that was, it's just
so
obvious.
Let's forget. Let's act like we don't know it's Eddie.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, too obvious.
What I heard, too, not from Eddie, was that you were waiting. So as soon as they'd walk out with the stuff at the door, you'd be the first to get to grab all of it.
100%. Like, 100%, I knew where they walked out. Like, so I positioned myself.
Yes, Morgan.
I would also like to say that Eddie was doing it with him, so he may be spilling
He would come back and say, you gotta try this crab.
No, they were both doing it. They were both standing by the door waiting for the food.
That's not the bit.
Eddie?
Let's move on. No, I was hungry, too. And
are you telling on him for something that you were doing?
Well, I was not standing by the kitchen.
Okay.
You stood right next to me.
No, they would both bolt for... I'm telling you, it was both of them together, and they would walk their little legs.
Thank you, Morgan.
See, I wasn't even going to sell him out. I was like, if he wants to sell me up the river, fine, whatever. I mean, I won't even sell you out, but you did the same thing I did. Thank you,
that
Morgan.
That wasn't me.
What
that
about
was
the
anonymous.
Second one, though?
Oh, second one, yeah, 100%, because it was like, oh, this is our VIP party, and I'm like, what? I don't know. These people don't look like VIP, so I want to know how they got in. So you just ask them.
Anybody cool?
Didn't meet anybody cool.
Nobody that important?
No.
How'd they get in?
It was like, oh, I'm a...
Client.
From...
That's important.
Yeah, but
very,
I'm...
Very important.
That's how we keep our jobs.
I understand, but one's like, oh, my mom is a... Works at the radio station in Wisconsin. I'm like, oh, okay. Weird. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like... So, I'm genuinely wanting to know who these people were.
Okay.
Like, what if I was going to make connections? Like, maybe they were cool.
Wow.
Well, from these two, I would say, since Eddie ratted you out and was also part of it.
Whoa, that was anonymous. That wasn't me.
You talk just like you. You have to talk different if you're going to do
it. How do you do that? How do you talk differently?
Did you hear you go, no, 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 no. You do your thing.
Exactly.
What's my thing? I didn't even notice that.
Ray, would you play it one more time?
He would go up there and say, is the food ready?
Or- right there.
That yeah. one? I do that?
That's you.
Huh.
Really?
So who was the first person?
Just don't grab TLC. Just don't grab anybody's arm.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Okay, all good.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. But man, I was on stage like a rock star.
You're in the moment?
Yeah. If you want to watch the festival, maybe they do lick tongues in real life. We're just, it's a tease. It's on demand on Hulu from October 10th through Halloween, October 31st. Cool. I like the anonymous, but you guys got to hide your...
Well, even with the voice changer, you can tell which one's a man and which one's a woman.
They were both men.
No.
They sounded like both men.
I don't think so.
He doesn't even know.
We
can affect that.
Huh. Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Right.
All right, Luke
Chili,
Combs.
I'd like to apologize.
Good. See, we learned something.
Chili, my bad.
I'll address this on the air. I didn't think it was something to address, but it's so funny. We were at iHeartRadio Music Festival, and we were doing stuff on Hulu because the festival's picked up by Hulu for the first time. And they were like, hey, Bobby, you need to go over and interview Tim McGraw. And I hadn't seen Tim yet. And so we walk over. And so I'm standing there, and I just finished some of my press stuff, and he's finishing his press stuff, and he comes over, and they're like, you have 20 seconds, and you can see me on the video go, are you going to rap me, or do I just need to count it when we're done? Because like 20 seconds till we went on, but like the hit was like 3 minutes. And I'm like, you need to rap me? And Tim goes, hey, man. And I know Tim fairly well. He goes, you got a big old hair hanging out your nose. Can we rip it out or no? Before we go on camera. And I was like, I didn't know if he was kidding or not. And I was like, rip it out. And you see him in the video, take his fingers, go in my nose and rip the hair out.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And one, I was like, oh, my eyes started watering like crazy, but I shook it off. And I don't know who was recording that, but it's so funny.
Hilarious.
To see Tim, look, I loved him. And if we were on camera or off, if he'd have been like, hey, you got a booger or something's on your chin, he would just said it and I'd say it to him. But the fact that we're about to go on TV and he's like, you got this big hair hanging out, he knows, let me grab it. And he does. And you see him wipe his hand real quick before we go on camera.
It's awesome. I mean, not many people can say that Tim McGraw has pulled a nose hair out of their body.
Ripped it.
But even better than that, like, he's so comfortable with bones that he would say that and like rip it out of his nose. Like, that's so cool that you're that close of a, I guess, I don't know, what is it? He's a buddy.
I'd say buddy.
It's awesome.
We don't hang out enough to be friends. But if we did see each other somewhere, we could definitely hang out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he went knuckle deep into that. Let me play this voicemail from Tyler in Ohio.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. Have you thought about maybe reaching out to Dabo Sweeney again? See if maybe he'll reconsider coming on the show and maybe getting that Clemson curse lifted. Poor sucker.
Wow.
What, they've been losing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not been good for them. I never meant for it to last this long, but it has.
Can you?
I can't pull it back yet.
Okay. All right.
But we tried to get Dabo to come on the show, and they told us he didn't want to come on the show. And so I cursed him. And ever since then, it has not been good. They're not going to lose every game, but anything, it's been tough.
Yeah, man.
So I'm not going to, and I love people that are fans of Clemson. But I'm not proud of it, but I had to do what I had to do. But I can't. Can't really lift that there. So,
but if he calls up and says, "Hey, can you lift it?" Would you?
Yes.
Okay.
If Dabo calls and has a conversation and says, "Hey, would you please remove the curse?" I'm happy to remove the curse.
There
it
is.
It's crazy how much losing's happened since then.
It's not crazy.
That's not. You're right. It's not crazy. I'm gonna go over and talk to Kathy, who's on the phone, who lives in North Carolina. Kathy, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Bobby Bones, how are you? Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So, Bobby, I love you. I love that you're a doctor, but I think your advice has been a little off the mark lately.
I felt that. I think that a lot, too. All the time, actually. Yeah, why this time?
Well, the Cheetos just on the couch. Mm-hmm. Your advice to the woman who hired the college student was, yeah, you know, maybe you could say, hey, do you know what happened? But pretty much you just gotta, you know, get the couch cleaned and maybe not hire that person again.
Correct. Take responsibility for your own actions. Yes.
Well, take responsibility, but to say, to take the responsibility to educate the younger person and to say this behavior is not acceptable, that was not okay for you to do, whether they ask for them to pay for it or not, to let this younger person know going forward, you know, don't do this. That's part of our responsibility as elders to teach. That was one. The other one.
Well, let me respond to that. Let me respond. I felt that, but it ain't your kid. And if it's somebody, like, if I were going to fire Eddie, I don't think I would sit him down and lecture him about what he could do better. Maybe we'd have like a why I'm firing you.
Yeah, I'd like a reason.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be like, but I'm not going to do the whole dad thing. And if I hired somebody to babysit my kids at the house and they got Cheetos all over the couch And I thought, well, I got to let him go. I'm literally not giving him a TED Talk on Cheeto dust. It's my responsibility. I hired the wrong person. I got to get it cleaned myself. And I got to go find somebody new that's not going to put Cheeto dust. That's on me. I made a bad hire. Cheeto girl is gone. Or Cheeto boy is gone. But I'm not even gonna, if I'm Cheeto kid, I ain't listening to some adult that's my boss lecture me on Cheetos.
I kind of like it. I like helping guide them and so they don't make the mistake.
You ain't a mentor.
Again.
You're paying $11 an hour.
So, okay.
How much do you pay a babysitter, really? I have no idea.
Way more than that.
So way more than that. Yeah.
More than $11 an hour?
At least 15 to 20.
Yeah, $20.
What the crap?
Depending on how many kids, their qualifications.
That's why we don't have kids yet.
Right. Good. Keep it that way.
Until it goes back to $11 an hour? Yeah. Let me know. Okay, what's the next thing? Go ahead, Kathy.
The other thing was the woman who wrote in about her boyfriend and the game controller.
He played too much. Hold on, I'm just reminding our audience what it was. He played too much video games, is that correct?
Yeah, that was about, Lunchbox suggested not putting the laundry away, putting the controller under the laundry, and then he find it to put the laundry away. Love that, by the way, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
But just the point that, you know, even Amy was kind of going, because the attitude was, you know, parent him. Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do. Ease him in gently. Get him to do what you want him to do, but nobody wants to be in a long-term marriage like that.
I hear you.
I've been happily married for a long time, and I'm the tough talk queen, and I understand you're not wanting to lecture somebody, but I do think we should guide people so that maybe don't do it again.
I do too, people that will listen to us, but also my approaches are often very pragmatic in that they're probably not going to be looked at as that is the perfect solution to make that thing happen super effectively. Mine is, how can we slightly change the culture so the culture sits and lives instead of, you take somebody's controller away, an adult, no more video games for you, it's just going to create so much friction, everything else is going to be affected in the house. So yeah, do you want to go, oh my God, I'm going to slowly kind of wean him off, or I'm going to let him do this, but I'm going to... No, you don't want to. You just want to go shut it down, dummy. But if my wife did that to me, I would not be. I would be sad. And that would affect everything else. So, yes, my approaches are far more practical than I think an expert would give. But I'm a doctor, so...
There's I feel that. Like with that whole story, the thing is, it's like when you're dating someone or you're in a relationship with someone, you don't have to parent them.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't want
to. You have to take care of each other in different ways. You don't want to, yes. But you always have to take care of each other in little bitty ways that don't always make sense.
Okay.
You got to help each other out.
I agree that parenting and helping each other out and supporting each other is very different.
Okay, but let's say my wife, let's say we don't wake up at the same time, but I would like to have, I drink Athletic Greens every day. Mm-hmm. I don't do ads for them. But I'd like to if they want to pay me. But I drink it every single day. But my wife doesn't wake up in time. But if I would love for her every day to wake up at 3:30 in the morning and make me Athletic Greens and have it beside my bed. Now, is that parenting? No. But is it like taken care of? I'd love that.
It's acts of service.
That'd be awesome.
Ben used to make me hot lemon water every morning before work.
Why the heck did you divorce him? God dang.
Oh, man.
It was really nice. Yeah.
Is he available?
Call him back.
Get him on the phone. Okay, thank you for that. I appreciate that, the call. My advice is never for everybody, nor is it often right. So, but it is what it is. We fill 5 hours a day, and here we are.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
None of us claim to be experts.
That's the truth.
We gotta say something.
We're for 5 hours. What do you want, lady? No, seriously, thank you very much for your call. Let's do the news.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
All right. I drink water here. A ransomware group claims to have breached all of Sony's systems.
No, this is getting crazy.
I can't.
But this is not. You guys aren't even hearing it how I'm hearing it.
How are you hearing it?
Sony PlayStation.
Oh, no, they're taking
stuff. If they take Madden off.
Well, I think it's like your credit card information. Like your data.
I don't care. Uh-oh. No Madden.
Oh, my gosh. The
take it all down. Leave Madden up.
Hey, you're a player.
Take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson.
Our listener that has the problem with her boyfriend, she's probably like, all right, sweet.
She did it. She's part of a hacking group.
Yeah.
Ransomware group. Ransomed.vc claims to have successfully breached Sony Group and is threatening to sell a cache of stolen data. While it claims, Sony's not verifying this, but they're claiming it. But they're like, we're not going to ransom them. We're just going to sell the data. Data's for sale.
Oh, how does a ransom group start?
LinkedIn.
Excuse me?
Well, that's the Vegas one. The Vegas stuff, they went to LinkedIn. It's like, what did they go?
No, but how do you get in the group? Like, how do you contact someone and be like, hey, you want to get start a ransom group?
That's what I'm talking about.
If you walk by a pole and those little things, those little fuzzies are hanging down from the paper,
you rip
looking to hack, you rip one off and you call it when you get
on
home.
On the bulletin board?
Yeah, is this John? You looking to ransom? I think probably on it's message boards, hacking message boards, et cetera.
In the dark web.
Yeah, that's from Video Games Chronicle that has that story. Don't know much more about it right now, but that's the deal. A new report found that people tip more digitally than they do with just dropping cash down.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
It doesn't feel as real because you're not actually handing the physical money over. You're just pushing a button.
Right.
It still feels real, but not as real. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, because getting the money out of your wallet and like, oh,
and like,
$5.
And then the cash, you're just giving.
That's, yeah.
Otherwise, you're just pushing a button. And who knows if it's actually gone? Currency's just digital numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is gone though when you look sometimes. they say that people that tip at restaurants usually around 15% when they leave cash, which I don't know who leaves cash anymore. I just don't keep that much cash on me. People who will digitally tip or do like Venmo or it's always 20, 22, 23%.
Nice.
That's a big difference in tipping. It's from Forbes. Do you find yourself in that same spot?
I mean, I typically click, like, if it's an option button or I'm writing it in or I do the math, I do 20%.
Uber Eats, when you got 12, 15, 20, 20, when it gives you all those buttons, what do you push?
20%. Except for, it depends on how long my Instacart order, my grocery bill can be a lot. And it's like whether, I mean, if I end up spending, you know, $100 on groceries versus $150, then 20% is going to be a big difference. So sometimes I go other. You know, you click other and type in an amount because I'm like, okay, I don't think I need to pay, especially my grocery bill if it's like a big month with the kids or something and it's $300 or something.
I'm not going to pay $60.
I'm not going to pay 20% on that.
Right.
Okay. You could always go to the grocery store.
So don't give me a hard time when I don't do 20%.
I do other. Yeah.
Dane Cook marries his longtime partner, Kelsey Taylor. Dane Cook is 51. Kelsey Taylor is 24.
What?
Props to him.
They got married in Hawaii. I mean, the big story, it's his longtime partner. That's she's 24. I think they were dating when she was a teenager.
Okay. Whoa. Like, yeah, I think 19, she was like 19 or something like that.
Yeah, that's
I got an email and a link from Scuba sending me the story going like, props to Dane Cook.
Okay.
Wasn't that you sent that?
No, that was me.
Oh, was it Lunchbox?
I said props to Dane Cook.
Got it.
That's pretty good.
I knew which one of you it was.
So you think, cool, man, he did the tassel.
I don't know what he did.
Like, I mean, if
the tassel, Lunchbox means as soon as someone graduates and moves their tassel over, they're available.
From the right side to the left.
Yeah. Eight injured after a Florida-bound flight hit severe turbulence. Man, can you imagine the turbulence so hard that you get hurt? And then do you gain your wits back before the scaredness wears off? Because, you know, I've been on crazy turbulence where it's like, whoa, boom, and then you're back to normal. But then you're still so scared, even though you're back to normal. I mean, does it happen so fast that you're already back to normal before you kind of like, oh, my God? Or is it just long?
Yeah, the one that we did, me, Lunchbox, and Ray in Austin. Yeah. Oh, dude. They said we dropped about 3,000 feet.
Didn't the food hit the ceiling?
Yeah.
Everything hit the ceiling. Laptops.
Drinks, yeah, everything. It was all over
everything.
The place.
So people's laptops were flying into other...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my drink flew and hit the person in front of me.
My beer was five rows up.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like I saw
it. You weren't scared?
Well, I mean, I was scared in the moment, but afterwards it was like, wow, look at the carnage everywhere. Like it was just like mayhem.
And I made the joke. I hit the button for the server. I said, hey, can I have another beer? And they went back and took a fixture. All of their drinks were all over the floor.
So you joked immediately after, can I get another beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't Ray the one going like, we're going to die or something?
Yes, because one of the girls from St. Jude had never been on a plane before. And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. He's like, we're going down. Oh, we're going down. And there was nothing happening. Holly. And then a couple minutes later, boom, boom. And he was like, I shouldn't have made that joke.
That's a really bad first flight.
Oof, 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 oof. Yeah, they are opening an investigation to a JetBlue flight where 8 people were injured during turbulence. On Monday, September 25th, yesterday, huh? JetBlue flight 1256 going to Fort Lauderdale experienced severe turbulence. It occurred over the ocean. Flight aware shows thunderstorms minutes later. I don't know, man. It's just a lot of numbers. It just says that several customers were transported to the hospital.
So, like, when they were hurt, did that mean they didn't have their seatbelt on and they flew up and hit the roof? Like, what? How do you get hurt?
Probably, right? Or unless things are landing on your head.
Yeah, what if you're in the bathroom?
Oh, I thought about that. Oh, my God.
Like, you just happen to get up.
Because you don't, even when you sit on the toilet in the bathroom, you don't strap yourself down.
No.
No. We had a little bit of turbulence going into Vegas and...
Sit. What do you mean?
I don't sit. Squat.
You don't
sit.
You hover?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever sat either, but I'm just saying if you do. I got sick in the bathroom once and cleaned the whole thing and vomited forever.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it when they have a good handle right in front of you.
I don't think I've ever done number two in an airplane.
Oh, I have.
Okay. Great.
I don't think that I'm against it if I really had to, but if there's an option, I'm not going to. And I don't think I've ever been in the place where I had to make that decision. But why would you do it? Is it an emergency?
I just had to go, man. You're sitting there and nature says, hey, man, time to go to the bathroom.
You
go to the bathroom.
I doubt his is an emergency. He's just like, well, it's time.
Why not?
What do you mean? If it's a...
There's a rummy in my tummy, so...
You know what you don't do is hold your poop in.
I hear you, but I don't want to do it. I don't... That environment's not good for me.
Well, it's not... I mean, it's not my...
You can't even wash your hands, really, because you got to push, like, the southwest top of the flight, the pressurized water.
You only have, like, 2 seconds.
And then you can,
like,
put your hand in it real quick for the soap.
And it's really hot. But, yeah, it's not my ideal spot, but... I mean, it works.
In the news, I let my daughter, 6, take a day off school every month without being sick to do whatever she likes, from the Daily Mail. Amy, your thoughts?
I mean, if that works for them, that's fine. I mean, I guess you'd probably have to be calculated on missing a day where there's not a test or a quiz. But I've heard of kids taking mental health days. Maybe one a month is a lot, but I mean, I think sometimes there's times where kids just need a break. And I think as parents, if you can do that, recognizing that and just being cool about it.
Wait, how old is this kid?
A mother has invited 6 other parents.
Needs a break, Amy?
After revealing she allows her kid to take one day of school off each month without being sick, Noella Palmetto, a single mom from the U.S., took to TikTok to share the technique. Giada, 6, takes a day off school every 4 weeks. The time off, which she has dubbed a mental health day, can be spent as Giada desires, with one clip showing her shopping, the 6-year-old. Mental health is such an important thing to teach children too, but also it's important to teach them to show up to your commitments. So I don't know that, again, I don't have kids, so I'm going to talk. I'm feeling 5 hours here. Let me know. I think it's probably on a case-by-case basis. And you know what? If your kid's struggling, maybe they get 2 days off that month. Yeah. But if they just want to get off to go fart around, I don't think you let them off.
Yeah, because like first grade's not that tough.
But teaching them the mental health is important. I do love the idea of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think every kid has different circumstances. Not that the school part is tough. They just may have other things going on in their life where a break could help.
Like finger paints, man. They get tough.
And yeah, maybe it's not once a month at all, but case by case, like Bobby said.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andre in Illinois, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's up?
Hi, I just wanted to comment on the mental health day for kids.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous, especially for a six-year-old, because what kind of stress do they have in their life?
Yeah, I think...
You don't know.
Well, hold on. I think to assign a stress and an age and just go, this is the stress that this age gets to have is crazy. It also seems absurd that a six-year-old gets a day off of school every month for mental health. So I agree, but who knows? Parents could be fighting or who knows what's happening in the house. I don't know. But what I'm going to say is I think it's great to just teach your kids about mental health. And if that involves an occasional day off because something is stressful, that's okay. 1 month a month seems quite excessive, man.
Yeah.
For a six-year-old?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I don't think any of us are on board with that. But again, we're not in their home. But I do think, I mean, babies too... Till we die, like you can have certain types of stress going on depending on your life circumstances and what has happened to you at an early age. So we don't even know.
But I think teaching that this is an actual thing when it affects you, right. That it's okay to break, even if there's nothing to take a break from, I think that is a healthy habit to also get into. Even on this show, and hopefully you guys agree, over the past 5 years, 10 years, and we've worked together how many years, Amy?
I mean, 17, 20.
So we've been together a long time where it just used to be, you just show up on time and you do your freaking job because everybody else is counting on you and you're counting on everybody else. Where it's still that ... unless you ain't good in your head, then don't come in, because if you can't be good for you, you can't be good for us.
Like if you're going to sit down at your microphone and try to do your job and then just start crying.
Don't come in.
And then you leave.
Yeah. And I have tried to be super open and I don't even want to use the word generous, but generous with, hey, who cares about work? Get yourself right. Because you ain't right. You ain't going to come in and do this. And don't tell the worker taking time off. We'll cover you. You got to get your mental health right. But you're like, but I need to be at work. Yeah, but you ain't going to do your job at work if that's what you really feel like you're going to need, if you ain't doing your job with you first. So, but even, you know, my position has changed on that in the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But that's like, no, but I really want to be here. Well, then if you really want to be here, you need to go get yourself right so you can be here. So, and I think a lot of people have taken a day or two or three off at times because of that. Or Amy...
I'm like the six-year-old. Just kidding. Not that. It was a season. Mm. I've been in the seasons.
But we should do once a month.
I've always been so like rigid in that. But so I'm proud of that growth within me to be like, who cares, guys? Like, yeah, when you're good, you come and be good. Don't be good. Be great. But if you can't be good, don't. You need to go get good. We'll see you when you're healthy. And some of the people that work on the show are six. So,
yeah.
That's showbiz.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's what's great.
Yeah, we all agree with you,
yeah.
Andrea, by the way. Kind of a weird story. I thought I'd share it. I got 5 hours to fill. What do you want? You
know? Is that like our new saying?
I like it. I just said it and I thought it was funny to say earlier. And then also, I have crazy Vegas fatigue today. Mm-hmm. Meaning we spent all weekend at iHeartRadio Music Festival and it's pretty nonstop. And the Monday back, I'm always excited to get back to work. Adrenaline going a little bit yesterday. And today is kind of when it just really hits you in the nads.
For sure. And we should take the day.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't need a mental health day because of iHeart.
Oh, I don't know.
Festival.
Come on, bud. You've grown, dude. Come on.
Yeah, we got 5 hours to fill. Listen to this. Oh, you're going to play a song? Ray's hitting me out. Okay, let's just play the dang song then. All right, we're going to take a mental health song. Mental health break.
It's our break, yeah.
All right. I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be mortified. I don't know who is more embarrassed, but this dude, he just got married, and he was sending a bunch of pictures of him and his wife from their honeymoon, and it was all their cool. But one of them was her naked in the hot tub.
Oh, God.
He didn't mean to put that in the family.
Oh. Text thread?
That's
yikes.
Yeah. I don't know who it's more embarrassing for.
Her.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's a picture of her.
I always felt, though, that if I was, like, hot, I'd be like, oops.
What? No. What?
But I'm not.
To your family?
Yeah.
It's your family.
I know.
No way. I mean, next time you see the in-laws, I mean, they're going to be like, I know you are naked.
She's in a hot tub.
And then you have to go and break it to her if she hasn't seen the text yet. My God.
Oh, she hears the text go off. She's like, oh, what's the...
Can't you retract? Like,
no, I don't think you can.
You can take... If everybody's on the same operating system, I believe you can pull things back. But I'm not sure even then. And then, you know, that cousin screenshotting it real quick in case it gets taken back.
That one cousin?
Yeah. Oh, that poor guy and poor woman. Because he's dead, too, from her. She's also going to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
One day they'll look back and laugh. One day. Remember that time?
Yeah, I guess so.
You sent me naked to the whole family.
I like mashed potatoes a lot. And I like peach cobbler a lot. I don't like my mashed potatoes and peach cobbler with each other. And I think I can love mashed potatoes. And I can love peach cobbler. But also not enjoy them together. Would we all agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce,
weird.
I like them both. I don't like it together.
It's weird.
It's not even that I don't like them together. It's just I like separation of church and state there. I don't want to put it on a game and have to see Ariana Grande and have to hear them talk about her and the dating in the TMZ world. And I also don't want to go to TMZ and watch them break down a cover 2 defense.
Well, I don't know. I feel like this is good for the Chiefs because I've never watched more clips of, their football ever.
Forget the Chiefs. It's great for Travis Kelce.
No, it seems so over the top and so fake. And she
do you
seems,
think it's fake?
Yes.
Well, why do that?
She seems so annoying and she's slapping the glass like she's a diehard fan.
I didn't think it was funny when she was like, let's effing go.
And I'm like, girl.
That's funny.
She's passionate.
No. I thought it was cool. I thought it was like normal and cool. She's sitting next to Travis Kelce's mom saying the F word. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Do you think it's, who thinks it's fake in here?
I'm starting to believe it's fake.
Really?
I don't know that it's fake. It seems a bit out of character for her so quickly to be so public, national TV, in front of a booth.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that it's fake. She may just be like, screw it. Why am I spending all this time hiding? I'm just going to go out and do the thing. I don't know. It is different. So different that I'm like, well, that's not like she's done other relationships where she's like hid for a while, tried to get comfortable, and then slowly leak. She's like, let's effing go right in the front of the booth.
But also,
with his mom.
He is very different than her average type.
Yeah,
as well.
She ever dated a football player?
No,
not that we know of. Yeah,
his jersey sales have gone up 400%. I like Travis Kelce.
I'd get one.
I like Travis. I like both the Kelce brothers. They got a big podcast. His brother
plays too.
Center for the Eagles. Yeah.
Oh, so his brother's center and he's tight end.
They played in the Super Bowl against each other last year.
Okay, I remember that now. Y'all talking about it.
So, yeah.
The brothers, I remember.
The story was this. Taylor paid to clear out a restaurant so that her and Travis Kelce could have it to themselves. And so that's what happened.
Eventually, that's baller.
Eventually, they let some more football players in with him, too, that he knew. But Page 6 has this story.
What kind of money does he make?
A lot. But he's under... Here's the problem. And I don't want to break down what tight ends should make, but tight ends are very underpaid. But he's basically a wide receiver.
He's the best in the league.
Yes, he's probably the first or second best ever. Mm. And tight ends aren't appreciated as much as they should be. Not as bad as running backs. But he makes... Let's see. Pull his contract up. I would imagine he makes $15 million a year, but I'm just guessing right now until we get it pulled up. But he probably, if he were a wide receiver, just change 2 letters by his name, he'd make a lot more than that. The Chiefs locked up 4 years at $57 million.
Dang.
So do the math there. 64.
Wow.
Okay, I'm in the ballpark.
How old is he? Like, how long has he been in the NFL?
That you're 33 years old.
Okay. So they're probably like the same age-ish.
Yeah. I like Travis Kelce. I like Taylor Swift.
And Amy, you remember him shooting a shot, giving her the number?
No, never gave her the number. That was what he said. He couldn't get to her.
Yeah.
What do you make, a wristband, a bracelet?
A friendship bracelet.
A friendship bracelet.
And he got on, was like, I couldn't meet her.
Dang, he makes $12.3 million. She made $13 million a night in ticket sales.
To be fair, the $13 million is probably gross and not net.
So if she rents out a restaurant.
So probably $2 or $3 million a night, gross. But still, that's a lot.
Ugh.
So she rents out the restaurant. Does he pay for dinner?
Yeah. I mean, he can afford dinner.
I don't know how that works.
That's the hard part, is he has to swallow his ego because she makes more. I mean, that's tough.
Well, it's probably hard for her to find a guy.
Guys, it's not the, like, it's just dinner.
I think Taylor Swift trying to find a guy that makes as much money as her is like a 6'4" woman trying to date. You just have to find a good, who cares if they're 6'1", 6'2", 6'8".
No, I'm saying he has to swallow his ego.
I know, but with Taylor, what do you...
There's not going to be many men that
they don't have to swallow whatever pride this
is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's tough.
So you couldn't date her?
I don't think I could.
What? But you're still super. You still make $15 million a year.
No, he doesn't. Lunchbox
doesn't.
I know. Unless I'm just breaking news.
unless you know something I don't know.
Yeah. Would you yourself right now, let's say you're single, and Taylor's like, I want to go on a date with you and date you.
I'd probably go out with her just so I could get the... You know, publicity. Press coverage.
Yeah, but but there's no press coverage. You just, could you do it?
I don't think I could.
Because?
She makes too much. Makes more than me.
That's that big of a deal to you?
Yeah. It would look bad in public's eye.
Has he always had that mustache?
No, not just single mustache. Not the worm, the single
also,
worm.
Also, I thought it was just very weird how he happened to have the old car with no top so he could get pictures of him driving. It just all seems so fishy.
Even the part of them, I will agree it's different. Even the part of them walking
down
together
the tunnel
through after the game, that's never happened before in the history of her.
Ever. You're right. That's a good point.
And that people just have their phones out and they're just smiling, walking together. That's never happened in the history
and
of her.
And Taylor's like, hey.
She's like, what's up?
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. But also, Taylor could just be like DJF too.
I get the whole setup thing, but I'm still trying to figure out who's benefiting from this? What's the point?
If it's a setup, could it be pulling attention away from something or to something? Who knows?
What if it's like Taylor appealing to NFL fans? Like, NFL fans aren't her demographic.
She doesn't need to appeal to more. She's King Dingling of the world.
What if she wants all of it?
Low-key NFL endorser.
I think she does appeal to NFL fans, dude. I think Taylor appeals to everybody.
Yes. Next month, she's at a hockey game with someone. Then the rodeo.
I hear you, but I think she's good. She's selling out stadiums. I don't think she needs more of an appeal to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't think she sits in an analysis meeting. Well, we need more with this demo. I think she kind of covers it all, and nobody can cover everything. And also, it's risky to date somebody that plays sports because if they're playing well and then they start not playing well, regardless if it has anything to do with you,
like Jessica Simpson,
it can be a curse. They can blame you for the curse of the Chiefs. If Kelce is to get hurt this next week, and he was hurt to start the season, missed a game. If he was to get hurt this next week, or to drop two balls, or miss a catch at the end of the game, to lose a game, Taylor's getting blamed.
Yeah.
Because, he's out driving his car with no top on it.
He's
with
distracted.
With a girlfriend. And that's not really fair, because everybody has lives. But yes, it does feel weird.
Yeah, because, man, it just, everything's getting out there. Her renting out the restaurant. Like, she probably does that all the time, and no one ever says a word, but this is all just
everything. But it is big news, though, now. But, you know, and he is... famous.
He is famous, but man.
Like, way more famous than her last boyfriend. Way more famous than Matt.
Can't even remember.
Don't know who that is.
Matt Keeley from the
1492. Yeah. Listen.
What year is this band? 1975. 1975, yeah.
So close.
I did Columbus. And then I was going to 1979. That's Smashing Pumpkins. So I get my years mixed up. What?
I don't know. I've never talked about Travis Kelce
that's
so much
point.
In my life.
I don't like my mashed potatoes and my cobbler mix.
Well, I don't care. It's not bothering me because
you don't like mashed potatoes.
I love mashed potatoes. No. I don't care if they. This is fine with me. I'm just not into football that much.
That's mashed potatoes.
So I'm like, okay,
you're not understanding.
You're not understanding the analogy.
Yes, I am. What's my mashed potatoes?
I don't
know
yours
exactly.
Okay, so your mashed potatoes is football, and your cobbler is Taylor Swift.
No, guys.
She loves.
But you don't like mashed potatoes.
You don't really like mashed potatoes.
Fine, you're right. I don't really like mashed potatoes, so it's not bothering
me. There you go.
Thank you.
I get it now. Sorry.
When I'm watching a game, I don't care who it is. It's not Taylor specific. I don't want to watch a whole bunch of something about somebody in a box who's a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is really probably going to cause rift on the Chiefs, because usually they show Patrick Mahomes' wife a lot, and they didn't show her at all. And so that is going to be like, whoa.
They haven't shown her in a while.
Yeah, but see, but Brittany Mahomes?
Yeah, not really. Yeah. She's been quiet
and
a
she's
bit.
On the Netflix quarterback series. Regardless,
it just
Taylor's A-OK. Travis Kelce's A-OK. I just don't like them A-OK together.
I mean, how close can she be to his exactly. mom already?
Right. That's what close I'm enough saying. To yell, let's effing go, right in her ear, right next to her. I was like, dang, that's baller. Oh, no, I don't even say the F word. And she's yelling next to her mom.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I guess if you're Taylor Swift, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I I got a little passionate about how because I really do like real mashed potatoes.
Yeah, he was like, I love mashed potatoes. I'm like, no, you're missing the analogy here.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see how long it lasts. Should we place a bet?
Oh,
no. Go ahead. Say whatever you're going to say.
Not long at all.
I think it's a very cliche thing to do to go, how long could Taylor's relationship last? Because.
No, I'm not about her. I just think this guy, because if we think it's fake.
I'm not saying it's fake. Again, I think she could be just DGAF.
Because her last relationship was it lasted a very long time.
Yeah, but it was under the radar.
It didn't. Matt what? Healy or whatever.
The rebound guy did not. The guy before
Joe Alwyn. Yeah, they were together for a long time. Yeah, she could date everybody she wants. Be public, date for 2 weeks.
Right, but she
it's like Morgan.
Everything.
If Morgan wants to date seven guys at once, go for it. You don't owe anybody a dang thing except you go out and you be happy. Don't get an STD, but be happy.
That's right. It doesn't
you,
even
if you
mean
want one, you get one.
Doesn't mean you're doing that.
No, I know, but it's like, hey, date every guy.
Right.
You want to hook up with dudes? Go for it. Not you, Morgan. I'm talking. But yeah, you too. Whatever. You want to hook up? Go for it. Just be careful. It's your life. You only get one to live.
Amy too now.
Oh, yeah. Amy, let's go. You need to do it with like 10 dudes.
Stop. Yeah.
What?
You can do that. What? It's okay.
It's okay. Live your life.
Be like Taylor. Go sit in the box and walk out together.
Yeah, you should date like a rec softball player. Ooh. And then go sit on the bleachers. And,
that's my version.
Yeah. And see if anybody puts you on TikTok.
Rec softball.
Amy's out here with Herman, who plays first base for the plumbing company.
Okay.
Well.
My kids didn't hear that.
Nah, they're in school.
There's no Herman.
Not that part.
He doesn't play softball.
Oh, that part.
Yeah, he's a plumber.
10 guys at once.
Stop, first baseman.
Who cares? Live your life. Hey.
Okay.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Charleston, South Carolina. A man and a woman went through the drive-thru at Wendy's, ordered their food, got it, and drove away. Oh, wrong order. So they go back through the drive-thru and demand a refund. Well, they were giving them a refund. They got mad. The driver got out with a baseball bat, starts hitting the drive-thru window. The woman grabs a broom, starts swinging at the people, reaches in the window, and takes the money from the register.
So they turn into robbery?
Huh. Yep.
Like
So they didn't get the refund?
You know, I'm going to tell you, here's the thing. I was pretty happy for them at first because they didn't get their food, and they just went back to get a refund.
No problem.
Got it.
Working on it.
They didn't pull a gun. And you know what? Then, as he took the baseball bat out and started bashing the window, I still think, at least it's not a gun. Because everybody grabs guns immediately. And then I'm like, well, misdemeanor charges. Until they reach and grab the money out of the register.
No longer.
Robbery.
You dummies. So what happens?
One has been arrested. They're looking for the other person.
They're on the run now? That's another charge.
Man, that's no good.
All they wanted was their flurry or whatever. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
We have the results of our best company mascot draft.
Oh, come on.
So I wasn't in this one. Lunchbox, Morgan, Amy, Eddie, Raymundo all were in this one. In last place, and he will not be returning, with the Aflac Duck, the Energizer Bunny, and the Twitter. That Twitter bird sucked, Ray. That's the one that got you.
It changed the X. My bad.
Even that, though, it's just like I think that was nobody really has a relationship with that mascot.
Saw it every day of my life for the past 5 years. I don't know.
Still didn't just have a relationship. But Raymundo finished last.
And he'll
be kicked out of the next one. He will lose the belt today that he keeps over there on his desk. I know. At number four, with the team of the Gecko Geico.
Oh, no, that's me.
Jake from State Farm. Incredibly weak.
Dude, those were good. Come on.
And the red M&M was Eddie at 10%.
Dang.
But Ray had 2%. It's a low. All-time low. That beats poop sometimes. Or poop beats it sometimes. In third place, with the Pillsbury Doughboy, Ronald McDonald and the Michelin Man at 19% is Amy.
I'll take it.
And then pretty close up here on the top, Morgan and Lunchbox, They both had in the 30s. Morgan had Kool-Aid Man, Tony the Tiger, and Chester Cheetah. Lunchbox had Mickey Mouse, Mario, and Mr. Clean.
That's it.
Morgan with 32%. Lunchbox with 37%.
Yeah! Let's go!
Give him the belt.
So he gets the belt. Lunchbox, you get the belt until you lose. You are now the champion. Play that guy's song right there. Woo! Let's go.
I'm glad we're doing no more drafts.
Nice job. Get that belt. Which, by the way, right now, pop quiz, it's a draft. We're going to do a draft right now.
We're
going to do hottest dudes.
Right now.
That ain't cool.
Just kidding. All right. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bob and Bone.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bone Show.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.